guys. I'm really excited for you to listen to this conversation that I had with David, who joined our program a year and a half ago and is doing amazingly. And when you hear him talk about the program, you'll hear him talk about bi-weekly group coaching calls, as well as it being a 6-month duration. So that was a previous iteration of the program, and we've always continually made it better. And we had previous iterations before that one, and then we've had new iterations after that. And our current iteration is the very best quality, length and format and everything. So you're getting the absolute best. So I'm really excited for you to listen to all he has to say and imagine similar results for yourself and just learn about what it was like for a client to work with us. So, all right, enjoy.
David, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to talk with you about your experience and where you are today, and it's just going to be a big celebration call, I think.
Thank you. Me too.
Awesome. Okay, so you found us about 1.5 years ago, and you joined the program right after that, within 3 days, of subscribing to our list. So you knew that it was for you. And so when you found us, what was your dating life like at that time?
So I remember that I had decided I wanted to find a girlfriend, and I was using apps like Tinder and Bumble in order to set up dates. But I actually struggled setting up the dates, and I had a lot of chats that I felt like, went on throughout the days, but we didn't ever meet up. And then the ones who did end up going on a date with me, I would want to see them again, but I would hear silence, or they would not be interested in seeing me. And it was really frustrating. I actually remember the night that I found your program. It was so frustrating that I couldn't sleep. And so it was 2 or 3 a.m. in bed. I had to pick up my phone because I couldn't sleep. And I started Googling for answers. And that's whenever I found your program.
Wow, I didn't know all those details. Yeah, so it just gotten to a point where it was so frustrating. Like, most of them weren't turning into dates, and the ones that were, they weren't responding to you when you did want to see them again. And so when you were Googling that late night, remember what you were Googling for, what you were hoping to find?
Well, it wasn't the first time that I had Googled, and I had previously come across pickup artist books, and I actually had a friend like recommend that to me. So I wasn't Googling that exactly. I was looking for a different answer, and I don't remember exactly what I Googled a year and a half ago, but I remember finding your ebook, which was something along the lines of, how to attract women naturally for inverted men, which I identify with. And it said, subtitle, Why Pickup Artist Doesn't Work, and What Does Instead. And I knew that resonated with me, and I couldn't put it down. I think I finished it, or scrolled through all of it, I think, before finally falling asleep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love knowing those details. I didn't even know. Great. Yeah. So then that explains how you joined a few days later, because you're like, yeah, this resonates with me. And so great. Let's do it. So I'm so glad that you did, because where you are today is pretty amazing, extremely amazing. So what is your dating life like today after finishing the program a year ago?
My dating life today is really strong. I have decided to be in an exclusive relationship with my current girlfriend, and we've been in that relationship for almost 9 months now, and we see each other almost every day. And we have a lot of things in common. And I think it might be helpful to say that before I found my current girlfriend, I would say about halfway through the 6 month program, I really felt confident in being able to match with somebody on Tinder or Bumble, and with just a few short messages, be able to set up a date and meet them in person. And I learned in the program that meeting in person is really where you're able to tell if you're a good fit or not. And spending time messaging isn't usually the best way to decide that. And through my experience, I definitely agreed with that. So it just totally transformed my ability to connect with people, I think in dating, but also, you know, just in general. And I really, really, really appreciated that.
Oh, awesome. I want to hear more about that, how it transformed your ability to connect with people, like in general.
Yeah. Actually, one of the things that I benefited from in the program was the confidence and knowing and kind of like searching for what my values are and what the values of the person I would want to be with are. And using that to kind of like guide my conversation with somebody to say, hey, this is the reason why I wanted to message you. I noticed, you know, these two things about you, and I really like that because X, Y, Z. And then outside of dating and relationships, right now I'm working on a business where, you know, I designed an app for real estate investors. And I'm trying to build relationships with people who coach real estate investors so that they could share my app with their audience. And so making those like cold emails almost is pretty intimidating, but I've been thinking about it as if I were, you know, as I was, you know, taught back in the dating world. And I felt like I've been able to connect with more people because I'm reaching out, identifying some things about them that drew me to them, and then, you know, asking to, you know, discuss something further.
Love that. I love that. And that's it. It's a genuine, thoughtful connection where mm-hmm. you know what you're bringing to the table and you know that you like what they seem to be bringing. And so that's how you connect. And then applying that outside of dating into business. So awesome. And tell me more about your relationship with your girlfriend and what you would say the most fulfilling part of it for you right now.
Oh, that's such a good question. I would say, some of the things that I really appreciate about the relationship are, like, before I remember a lot of anxiety when I was with or on a date, and I really feel like the program helped me feel very comfortable in situations where, you know, I may not know how the conversation's going to go exactly, and that's okay. And in my current relationship, it's been 9 months or so. So I feel very comfortable, you know, just spending time. And it may be like common sense that, oh, I've known her for 8 months. So of course you're going to feel comfortable. But one of the things that you've also helped me realize, Sarah, is that our partner's always changing. And so I feel like, you know, like here's a silly example. When I first met my girlfriend, we'd cook breakfast together. I liked my eggs scrambled and she liked her sunny side up. And over time, I really developed a liking for the way she liked her eggs. And now she prefers the way I liked mine. So I think that, I guess wrapping that up is one, I just feel, you know, more comfortable, around people and really around my girlfriend. And then two, I like that she's always, you know, I know that she can't be the same person every day because we're both learning and growing together. And that the eggs situation is just like a small task in life that I enjoy a lot more with her.
Oh, I love that. Yes, just the everyday joy of doing life together. And, you know, there's so many nuances of the fulfillment of that and just seeing her and knowing her more every day. And also, what about yourself? How do you feel in your own skin, and how do you feel about yourself and in yourself today?
I feel good. I feel a lot more relaxed. And I think I could bring in an example from like work, where I was the only tech person in a company of like people who did public speaking for a living. And so when we do company retreats, I always felt a little bit out of place because I didn't quite see the world the way they did. And after your program, I just really felt strong about, you know, like the adventurous value that I knew that I had, the curious nature that I had. And even though it was slightly different from like all of my coworkers, I was really able to just like enjoy being myself, even though kind of I was the only one at the time that had those values. And I think that made it just made me feel more comfortable, but also I think everyone else felt more comfortable around me too.
Yeah, you really enjoyed being yourself and like what you really knew about yourself and what was important to you, and then bringing that out in actual ways with people that you had previously felt uncomfortable with. But then you kind of crossed that threshold into being and feeling like you. And that kind of seems like a common theme of a lot of the things that you've said so far. And you even brought it up, you know, knowing your deepest values and what a big difference that made and continues to make. I mean,
yeah, I would
everything.
Definitely agree.
Yeah, love that. And along with that, with how much you know yourself and how you really enjoy being yourself, and then you watch the positive effects of that on other people. How is your mindset? I know that you're in an amazing relationship, 9 months, a significant amount of time, but just towards dating in general, how is your mindset now compared to when it was when you were Googling that night a year and a half ago?
Oh man, it's totally different. I feel like I'm trying to think of a good way to describe it. One thing that I know I would have had trouble with had I been in a long-term relationship before the program was jealousy, because now I can sense my mind thinking about, is my girlfriend with, you know, this coworker of hers who's a male, you know, and like, what are they going to be doing together? Even though there's no reason for me to be thinking of anything like that before. I think right now I feel like totally at ease and just trustworthy. Because, you know, like my connection and that I'm sharing with my girlfriend is genuine. And I feel like if she truly felt like, she didn't want what we currently have, that she would tell me, because mm-hmm. I've just been able to connect with her about like some of those thoughts that I've had, you know, up front. And we've talked about like, what are our boundaries? You know, is spending time alone with somebody of the opposite sex something that's going to bother you or bother me? And we've been able to just communicate about those in the beginning. So neither of us have to worry about, you know, anything like that, that I see some of my friends, you know, stressing or worrying about. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Oh my gosh, it answers it so well. I love that. It's the same sense of self that you have that you've brought into your relationship. And because you know, like you said, what you bring to the table and that fact that you feel secure with each other because you communicate so openly, because you feel confident to do that. And it's not like you're trying to be confident. It's like you just feel confident because of the way you see yourself and the way you see everything.
Yeah. Yep. I like the way you said that.
Yay, I love hearing that. I already know a lot of this, and then just hearing more details, I just can't get enough. I love all the details. I love it. I love hearing more. So what would you say was the biggest challenge that you overcame in the program?
Well, I would say that my biggest breakthrough was from the beginning on knowing my, values and the values of my ideal match. And I would say the biggest challenge was continuing to like get rejected through trial and error for a couple months, like before I really hit my stride and felt comfortable. So it was something like the moment I read your ebook, I knew that I would never be the same again because that gave me some tools and a different mindset. And then I would say the challenge was always staying in that mindset throughout my entire day. And so I always had that mindset and that toolbox kind of to pull out when I needed it. But I would say the hardest part was like through the like 2 or 3 months before I really felt comfortable. I wanted to see immediate results, and it actually, I think it took me a couple months to feel really comfortable with myself.
And how did you keep focused during those couple of months? Because I remember when that was happening, and you were like, but you stayed focused, and you knew you figured it out. What do you think? Did you do anything to remind yourself of that? Was that how difficult was it to maintain that focus and confidence that you'd figure it out, or was it difficult? Like, how did you do that over those couple of months where you weren't seeing the kind of results you wanted yet?
Well, I knew that we had biweekly calls, which were really helpful. And even though work was really busy at times, I still made sure that I was practicing dating, I guess, if that makes sense. Still getting on the apps and making sure that I was, working on getting more dates and working on having good conversations during those dates. Because when our biweekly call came, I wanted to utilize that, since I had paid for the program, and I wanted to have done my part before that call came about so that I would have questions to ask or success stories to share.
Yeah. Love that. So really, even though you were super busy, and you were very, very busy. I mean, a lot was going on. You were at a young startup where you were the tech support, and it was a lot. It was like 24/7 sometimes. I mean, like you would have to wake up and fix something. Yeah. So basically, you just made this a priority because this is what you'd invested in. This is what you made a commitment in. So you just found a way to not only be there for the calls, but to do enough before each call so that you could really have something substantial to bring to that call. And it doesn't mean that you knocked it out of the park before every call, but you at least were in there and practicing before each call. So you just made that commitment to yourself. And was there anything else you did that helped you stay focused on the program even while being so super busy?
Yes, there was. And I haven't shared this with a lot of people, but I actually asked a close friend to make my values into like a graphic background. My friend was a graphic artist, so he made this awesome background for my phone. So, we look at our phones so often, I could just be reminded of what my values are whenever I did that. And I did buy a book called NLP, which I think you had just briefly mentioned in one of your trainings. And that book had some exercises that could help prepare me, to get in the right mindset every day. And so, some of that looked like just repeating my values in front of a mirror in the morning before I would start my day, which I thought was really helpful. And I think maybe somebody might feel silly doing that, but I just really enjoyed it. And I think that
Yeah,
helped too.
definitely. Yeah, definitely. I love that. Yeah, I remember the book. I remember referencing the book you're talking about, and it's also part of the program, or at least now it is, because we've changed. It's gone through a lot of iterations since you were in it. But that's something that now we have is, you know, every day have that moment with yourself, because it's important. Like, we are ourselves, and we're the closest with ourselves as we're ever going to be with anybody else, including a partner or anybody. And so nurturing that relationship is so helpful for all the results that you experienced with that relationship that you nurtured with yourself every morning. Love it. And then just those calls to go on to, too, that, you know, you were going to have things done and prepared for each call. And in the process of doing that, that's how you grew. And you had those anchors to have in your schedule that you knew were coming up. And that sounds like that having those anchors of the calls really helped you not just keep putting this off, even though you were so busy.
I would agree.
Yay. I love that. I love hearing those details. I think that's really helpful too, for other guys to think about how they can do that when they're really busy as well. Because a lot of guys are quite busy. You were very, very busy. So what would you say is the biggest benefit that you got from the program for your life and your future?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is a little bit about what I was talking about earlier with just feeling comfortable in who I am, whether I'm in a dating situation or with coworkers that, you know, are a lot more outgoing than I am. So that's definitely that has to be part of my answer. I feel like it would be hard for anything like that to be, you know, more important, but also I feel like, you know, some of the like the way that we would message people in order to initially connect. So I think that kind of indirectly, it's kind of helped me talk to anybody, not just in a dating scenario, which really is like cool. You know,
Oh, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, I mean, it's just cool because, you know, in previously, if I felt uncomfortable talking with somebody, I would retreat. And just not say anything. But I think that now, if I do feel comfortable, I can casually start a conversation with somebody that looks interesting and it's totally natural. And that could really just be a great moment, or it could lead to, you know, an ongoing friendship or relationship or business opportunity. And I think previously I was just missing out on that part of life and I didn't even know it. But now it's a part of life that I definitely enjoy.
Wow. That's amazing to see that. It's like it's basically a whole other dimension that you weren't even expecting. You didn't even, like you said, you didn't even know you were missing it, but then now here it is. It's amazing. Oh, I love that. And what would you say, like, because I know that a lot of the core things that you got that you built on were the confidence, your values, and whatnot, which a lot of that is in the ebook. So what would you say that like, do you feel like you would be where you are if you had just done the ebook, or do you feel like the program was critical in that? And if so, how? Or if not, how?
That's a really good question, and I definitely feel like the program was critical. One, because that ebook took an hour to read, I think, and I didn't see my benefits until like 2 or 3 months down the road. And I think a lot of, you know, the anchor of the calls biweekly is what kept me active in dating while I was really busy and kept working on it. But also, it wasn't just the fact that we had a call, but the one-on-one feedback, where I remember reading word for word certain text conversations that I had had with a girl or a woman, and you would actually read those and interpret like what was going on in her mind and how I could have said something better to express what I was trying to get across was invaluable. And we just did that time and time again. I think probably those first 3 months, every call I had asked for some feedback like that, and that was really helpful.
It was so fun too. It was so fun. Yeah, and super helpful, because if you don't know, I mean, if you don't know, how can you know if you keep doing the same thing? You know, it's just, we don't know what we don't know until we learn it. And that one-on-one feedback about your exact message and what she may have been thinking or feeling, yeah, I mean, that's just a whole other dimension from the basics of where you started in the ebook, and then in the beginning of the program too, where it's more about your vibe and your confidence. And then what you're talking about now at the messaging is further on in, where you're making connections and how do you do that. And then there's the touch and escalation and, you know, all of that other stuff, a bunch of other stuff in there that sounds like once you were really just practicing in different ways and keeping your confidence and your core strong and helping it be stronger every day through the practices that you had and just the commitment that you had to that, it just really came together beautifully. And you were having so much fun dating before you met your girlfriend too. Like you just, every call, it was just so fun. I was like beside myself with happiness and excitement about all your new stories. It just really blossomed all of a sudden.
Oh my gosh, you touched on something that I had totally forgotten. And I realized that right now I just have like an unconscious confidence. But when you mentioned touch, that made me conscious about a huge improvement that I made that made a huge difference, was feeling comfortable knowing, you know, when exactly to touch a woman when we're on a date and having a conversation in a way that makes her feel like really comfortable and even, you know, aroused or turned on. I thought that was something that's like taboo that people don't talk about, but you just laid it out so clearly with guidelines about when and how long and how and where to touch during a conversation, that really, like, I think really was a huge breakthrough for me as well.
Yay. Totally. And I think that's part of why women wanted to see you again, because you were not afraid to touch them anymore. And that felt so good and attractive. It was just like one of those big pieces of the puzzle. They were like, yeah, pretty sure I definitely want to see David again, because that was really fun. Yeah. Yay. Oh my gosh. So good. I could talk with you for another hour just about all of this. But I think we've got a really good picture. Hopefully we gave any guys listening a really good picture. Thank you so much of what it was like for you and where you started and then where you are now and where you were in the meantime. And it's not even been that long, you know, a year and a half you were Googling and read the ebook, and then, oh my God, now you've been in a 9 month long relationship. So amazing. And is there any final things you would want to say or that you would want any guys to know who are considering joining or just resonating with what you've shared so far? Is there anything that you would like to say to them?
Yes, I would say you have to figure out, you know, like if you're really frustrated, you may figure it out. But I think working with Sarah can just drastically speed up how quickly you can figure it out and feel comfortable. And that was totally worth it for me to go through the program. And my life has totally changed in a really short amount of time, like you had mentioned, Sarah. So I would suggest just thinking about it that way, because then you'll be able to decide if the program is worth it for you.
Love it. Thank you so much, David. And I can't wait to see you and your girlfriend in 3 weeks, where we're going to go dancing and also have brunch and just have so much fun. I really have the best job ever, especially being able to work with guys like you and just get to know you and become friends. I feel so grateful, so thankful that you spent this time, and just for being such an amazing client and for having the experiences that you've had. and then for sharing them today. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Yay.